Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida. Florida, the redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thank you so much for listening, whether you have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, or you're listening live, hey, or maybe you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. However you do, like I said, muchas gracias, también for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee commission, doesn't cost you fuck. And tweet us during the show. We're still taking advantage of Elon Musk's feces slinging site over at the Twitter. So at Crab Diving, you can tweet us during the show. We check that occasionally, sometimes. And that's it. It's a beautiful, lovely Yay. Friday here. It's actually...
Is it?
Well, it's getting a little gray, but it was during the intern walk earlier. Right. It was like perfect weather. 75, nice breeze, little clouds. No,
good. Jeez. A hint of fascism.
And still lots of really racism, yeah.
Not really a hint. Kind of like a big helping.
Heaping helping.
Ooh, yes.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll be highlighting some of the more cross-shaped
Nazis
things going in our holes.
Nazis.
Let's see what the old headlines are and launch away. Die! Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo.
Is Marjorie Taylor Greene still racist?
Survey says, I think so.
Yes.
The HuffPo headline, it says, gulp, GOP bails on debt ceiling negotiations, 2 weeks till chaos.
Oh, fuck these terrorists. Fuck them. Fuck them in their face. These stupid dumb fucks.
The lead Republicans negotiating a debt ceiling with the White House walked out of the talks today, saying Republicans need to press pause.
Ah! You don't have shit. This is all you have, you fucks.
Until people are, who is this, Representative Garrett Graves of Louisiana said, until people are willing to have reasonable conversations about how you can actually move forward and do the right thing, then we're not going to sit here and talk to ourselves.
Fuck you, you stupid fucking Republicans. Go suck a dick. Fuck you.
The White House confirmed the two sides remain far from an agreement. There are real differences between the parties on budget issues. And talks will be difficult, said a White House official.
Yes, a White House official did make a point. There are real differences between the party, aren't there? The
president's team is working hard towards a reasonable bipartisan solution that can pass both the House and Senate.
That sounds funny for some reason. They're looking for a reasonable bipartisan solution with these people. Oh, it sucks. How are you going to do that?
Republicans have demanded significant spending cuts in exchange for lifting the federal government's debt ceiling, a debt limit on how much the government can borrow to pay bills Congress has racked up over the years. Republicans also want stricter work requirements federal safety net programs.
Ooh, yeah. Give me that work requirements. Ooh, that makes you so fucking hard.
Get Nana and Boompa out of those wheelchairs and over at Walmart. The blue vest
they
on.
They love it. They love it so much. You sadistic fucks, you.
It's a high stakes. Yeah.
They want poor people to starve to death or something. Is that what they want? Why don't we just beat poor people then?
If lawmakers can't reach a deal, the federal government could default on its debts as soon as June 1st. A default would be an unprecedented event and have big economic repercussions because the entire financial system benchmarks borrowing costs.
Whatever.
To the interest rates on presumably reliable government debt.
They don't care.
They don't.
But why don't they care? Are they dumb thugs? Or what is their thing? What's wrong with them?
Among other things, yeah, they're dumb thugs.
Well, what will this accomplish other than inflicting pain upon, like, you know, people and shit?
Ooh.
Oh, wait. They like that. I'm sorry. Oh, we figured the little Nazis out. They like pain.
The cruelty is the point.
Oh, you fuck nuts.
Said before.
So stupid. They're so stupid, too. I mean, there's the fascism, the racism, and the fucking misogyny and all that. But the thing is, they're dumb as fuck. They're just so dumb.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that the Republicans
picked up their
little Nazi memorabilia and walked out.
The stupid fucking Republicans, the racist little babies, they're afraid of drag queens reading. They want to put cops in the bathroom checking your dick. Who's got a dick? Who's got a pussy? Hi, I'm a Republican. That's what I want to accomplish. I'm checking dicks.
Big dick.
Oh, yes. All the dicks. That's what they want. Small government, but checking dicks. Isn't that something?
Drudge Report headline. I like this story a lot. I'm not a team, a big mega corporation in any capacity. But in this case, I'm team big mega corporation.
Jeez.
In the Disney versus Ron DeSantis
battle. Yeah,
this is great. Did you see this? Good job, Ron DeSantis. But Disney was going to invest $17 billion with a B into a giant complex here in Florida.
Oh, yeah, the corporate thing.
And they were going to relocate 2,000-plus people and create a whole bunch of jobs here in Florida.
Oh, that's great
news. And
now
Disney has said, wow, for some reason, we don't feel like we're very welcome here in this state that's anti-business. So
God.
We've pulled the plug.
You stupid fuck. Ron, what the fuck, man? They were going to build a whole complex. Now they're not doing it. Where were they going to put the complex? Next to Disney World? Or now where's it going?
They're looking around.
Yeah, they had a place.
This is CNN. It says DeSantis land was not likely not the happiest place on earth yesterday.
Nothing makes me happier, though, to hear about him sad. That's great. I mean, bad for Florida, I guess. I mean, that would have been nice to have the jobs, maybe, but...
Yeah. As Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gears up for an expected jump into the 2024 presidential race next week...
Jump?
His powerful adversary, Disney, trampled his pre-launch buzz by scratching a $1 billion plan for an office campus that could have brought over 2,000 jobs to the state.
Yeah, right. And then here's Trump over here just waiting to be inspired by something to say about him. I mean, he's fucked. Disney's beating him. Trump is going to beat him. He's going to beat himself because he sucks. Ooh. I mean, I hope that's not the case. Right. That's a vision crime.
It raises questions of whether Floridians are paying a big price for his political ambitions.
Fuck off! Who said it raises questions?
Oh, CNN.
What's the name? It raises questions. Is Florida, here, are any of these states ran by these fascists in the South paying the price of their shitty... Yes, that is true. We pay the price for that. Absolutely. What a dumb question. That's so stupid. What a basic thing to print. Of course, everyone in the South pays for these dumb fucks that rule. Greg Abbott sucks. People die because of that fuck. It is gun laws.
Disney's power play showed that CEO Bob Iger wasn't bluffing when he asked whether Florida wanted the firm to invest more, employ more people, and pay more taxes last week. The timing of the Thursday announcement seemed calculated to damage the governor ahead of the most important week of his political career to date.
Is that true?
When he's expected to launch his White House bid.
Oh, well, sad. You haven't even started and you're getting fucked.
And make an all-important sell to fundraisers.
They're not giving you shit, loser. I don't see it.
Disney didn't specifically blame DeSantis for the move, but partly cited, quote, changing business conditions.
Kaboom!
But the message is clear.
Yes, you're dealing with professionals. You got done in. You got done in because you're a big, dumb, slow, Republican, authoritarian fuckhead. You're stupid. I'm talking to Ron DeSantis. Sorry,
And sure enough, nobody's loving it more than Trump.
Oh, does he?
Nobody's loving it. Trump truth to, looks like DeSantis got cut in the mousetrap.
Swoosh! Kaboom! Anything else? God, Ron, you took one there. The mousetrap. Whoom! Bam!
Capital M, of course.
Oh, absolutely. How's that one feel, Ron? You suck. He didn't even think, I can tell, he didn't think hard about that at all. You got fucked, you dumb shit.
Trump's camp issued several statements, including one that crowed that President Trump is always right and recirculated his previous prediction that DeSantis would be, quote, absolutely destroyed by Disney. Situation's a win-win for Trump. It allows him to portray DeSantis as weak, politically naive,
yes,
and also to take shots at an impressive economic and political record in Florida the governor is using as a bedrock of his campaign.
He's not even trying. He's not even trying.
Who wrote this? What impressive economic and political record does he have?
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Who the fuck wrote this?
I think some fucking idiot. I want to know the name, because the guy was like, he made some comment about people suffering under his leadership.
Stephen Collinson. I don't know him.
Hey, take your fair and balanced CNN. Shit. Congratulations. You're very fair and balanced. Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, you could say that the governor is trying to run on what he portrays as his significant economic and political wins. But to say he is running on the specific political wins is, and I mean, political wins, yes.
You know what? Take the fascist dick out of your mouth, because this guy is hostile to trans people and to gay people and to brown people. So stop
Which
sucking
one?
His
Which
dick.
One?
Oh, I'm so sorry. DeSantis.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, all of them, but
Democrats weighed in also. In fact, Trump, I think, might have even said something to that fact, like, you know, the Democrats are getting their anti-DeSantis commercials ready.
I don't know what they're doing. I would imagine they're just sitting around thinking, waiting maybe a little bit.
One Florida Democrat, Representative Maxwell Frost, here said, Governor DeSantis is more interested in running for president than running the state of Florida. He's trying to out-Trump Trump in the primary, and now the people of Florida are paying the price.
Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, but this isn't true. The primary hasn't started yet. He hasn't announced. This is his week to announce, right?
Next week.
Next week.
Upcoming week.
This is a tough time to announce, Ron, because it's just you didn't have, but the week before was good.
Well, it's always going to be tough, I think. Trump is not going to make it easy.
No, that's hardly a vote of confidence there. I mean, you don't think DeSantis is capable of having a good week?
Trump retruthed.
I don't either.
And Harvard Harris poll.
Ooh.
Showing Donald Trump with a 42-point lead over Ron DeSantis. 58%, DeSantis 16, Ramaswamy 4, Pence 4,
yeah.
Haley 4,
Boo.
Tim Scott 1, Asa Hutchinson 1. Oh, poor Sununu.
Jeez, Sununu, who's that? What's that guy's name, Swami? What's his name?
Vivek Ramaswamy?
Vivek has some fucked up, I mean, he's a Republican, but there was something, I heard a thing on him last night that's... It was disturbing.
Oh, he's crazy. He's a Republican. Yeah,
no, he's extra crazy, though. He's got an extra thing going on there or something. I forget what it is. I'm just like, jeez, man.
This is interesting. If the Republican, this is from the poll, if the Republican presidential primary for the 2024 election was held today, who would you vote for? And there's a couple of people in here who haven't announced, but they're still in here. Trump 58, DeSantis 16. Ramaswamy 4, Pence 4, Haley 4, Ted Cruz 3%.
Damn, Ted, that's somebody. Listen, Ted, that is a, you're doing great because you're not even trying and you got 3 and your personality is.
Tim Scott 1, Asa Hutchinson 1, Marco Rubio 1. 1%. And then someone else.
This poll is worthless. There's no way Marco Rubio is polling at 1. He's not even tracking.
But the other poll says, if former President Donald Trump does not run for president in 2024, who would you vote for in the primary? And that's 41% DeSantis, jeez. 14% Mike Pence.
Wow, Mike!
8% for Ramaswamy, 7% for Haley, 6% for Ted Cruz, 3% for Rubio, 2% for Tim Scott, 1% for Asa Hutchinson.
Jeez. Is that, wait, where were Sununu in that?
15% don't know.
Where is Sununu in that?
Probably in somewhere, someone else, which is 3%.
Oh, okay. Jeez. That's not good. Do they have a Facebook page, the Sununu people? Or
I would assume so, sure.
You would assume so. Well, what, they have no people voting for him. I mean, did he actually announce that he's running for president?
Yeah, I think he has.
Did they go
or exploratory committee or something?
Oh, that's
like
exciting
that.
Too. Instead of that, just say you're doing an exploratory committee. That's a way to get it going.
Oh, Donald Trump retruthed our representative from here in Florida's first,
gosh.
Matt Gaetz.
Yay!
Trump is clearly our strongest 2024 candidate. It's not particularly close.
He's right, but you're right though, Matt. You dumb shit. Nobody's close to Trump, and it's not a compliment. It's a knock on the Republicans. I mean, you there's no one, you don't want to go get him. You want him to win. I mean, is it going to bother, would it bother you if the president of your party just was found liable in that thing? Or wait, what happened with the E. Jean Carroll?
He was found guilty. Yes.
Guilty and financially responsible for the defamation. I mean, I know Obama had that.
Sexual assault, right? But not rape.
That's right. And I know that Major, Biden's dog, bit someone, and then Obama, the thing with his birth certificate. I'm thinking of, so, whatever.
If the 2024 U.S. presidential election were held today, for whom would you vote? 45% Trump, 38% Biden.
Mike Flynn. Does anybody? I wonder.
That's not good.
No.
And then it says, although Joe Biden easily beats DeSantis in a hypothetical general election matchup.
Oh, wait a second. He beats Trump, too. Come on. Fuck off.
Trump says, as I said, Ron is unelectable. I am up on crooked Joe Biden by at least 7. And Ron DeSanctimonious is losing by 4. His campaign has been a total disaster. He hasn't had a campaign yet.
Yeah, but no, you're right, though. It is a total disaster. It's already been, it's been so many things before he started. That's the thing about his campaign. It's already been defined as Trump before he started. Trump has defined it as a total disaster. And now it's going to be a total disaster. If I was him, I wouldn't run. He's going to lose. He's not making it out of the primary, don't you think?
DeSantis? No, I don't think so.
I think it's a joke.
But I mean, if Trump is embroiled in big time indictments.
In what way?
He might have trouble.
Why?
He might not be able to run, or he might.
Oh, okay.
He might bail out. Although at this point, he probably thinks it's his only chance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's to not, avoid going to jail is to win the presidency.
I don't understand why he doesn't just fucking leave the country and go into hiding. There's so many things.
6 hours ago, all caps, the entire truth. Oh, except the parentheses. All caps. Republicans should not make a deal on the debt ceiling unless they get everything they want. Parentheses, not caps, including the, quote, kitchen sink, unquote. That's the way the Democrats have always dealt with us. Do not fold. That's a patent lie.
That it's the way the Republicans have always dealt with the
yes.
Democrats for a long time, since Paul Ryan. Since Paul fucking Ryan!
Sorry, new truth. But Ron DeSanctimonious is, all caps, unelectable. And everyone knows why. I'm leading Biden by 11 points.
ran twice, won twice, and did much better the second time. Election was rigged. Make America great again.
You know, just think about this for a second. On one side, there's Trump running for president who is under indictment. He's hiding the classified document shit is crazy. It's just so fucked up. And then the Republicans in the House, they're insane too. And they're doing this debt ceiling shit. I'm just saying, I think the idea that there are centrist Republicans or anybody on that side worth a fucking shit doing anything is a myth.
All caps. These were all within like a few minutes of each other. He was very prolific. Must have been.
When was this?
A pretty long shit he was taking. 6 hours ago.
Yes.
All caps. The whole truth. Election interference through the use of the corrupt FBI and DOJ is the 2024 playbook for the radical left Democrats, rhinos, and other lunatics among us. Hopefully Jim Jordan and our many Republican congressional patriots will stop them cold. The future of our country is counting on it. All honest FBI agents and representatives must step forward now. It is your time! !
Wait a second. Is it totally legal for a former president to call on? Is he calling for law enforcement to do what? Step forward?
He wants whistleblowers in the FBI to come forward and talk about how the FBI was all political and going after him. And all of this is political.
Well, wait a second, though. He does have a point. Wasn't there that one whistleblower someone lost that was supposed to testify?
Well, that's it. They're not finding these whistleblowers.
Yeah, well, Trump's got a good point. If anybody knows where that guy is, or that person, whoever. Have we found that whistleblower?
I don't know. I don't think any of them have surfaced. Weren't there 10 of them, supposedly?
Maybe Comer located one or something. Somebody should ask.
Oh God, this is ridiculous. He retruthed Gateway fucking pundit. Shocking video shows Maricopa County's fraudulent signature verification. Worker verifies signatures in less than 2 seconds per signature.
Oh my God. That's all people think about, man. That is a nothing, Bart. That's nothing. That is probably
so
bullshit.
Do they think that every single signature they're supposed to like take a magnifying glass to?
Yeah, take a loop. You got to look at it.
When you're looking at through hundreds of thousands of signatures?
It has to be analyzed for wokeness. That signature could show wokeness if it's written in a certain way.
Oh, this is creepy. Good for Faithless Friday. Trump retruthed this, and all he said was, "So true." And it's from @pepper182 on Truth.
Mr. Pepper182?
With a avatar. It's a picture of a cat.
Of course.
Amen. God is with us. Who can be against us? God gave us this land, and we will not give it up. At 80, I will fight to the death for our right to keep our country free and true to him. We can't do anything about this individually, but together God will take over to win us back what he gave us. He allowed Biden to win, so we will know what happens when we don't follow him. God is holy, God is true, and full of love for those who love him. U.S. flag emoji, cross emoji, praying hands emoji, !
Confederate flag emoji.
And Trump says, so true.
Burning cross emoji.
So true.
So true. Hey, wait a second. Trump retruthed this?
Yes.
It seems a little radicalized, doesn't it? I
mean, he's worried about the evangelicals because he's rarely speaking truth when he says the Republicans can't be so hardline on abortion. That's going to lose them the election.
Why is, what the fuck? I mean, he's crazy, man.
So the evangelicals are pissed at him because they want him to say no abortion, none at all.
Right, right.
No exceptions. No rapist exceptions, no incest, underage, nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just tough. It's the party of small government.
Maybe to save the woman's life, but maybe. We need 87 doctors to examine her and
sign off on it. Listen to this. This is insane. This country is fucked. This country needs a Xanax. Who does? It needs to go to sleep, have someone fix it, and then wake it back up. That would be woke. We're fucked. Let's get out of people's pussies with your legislation, right?
So those are some of the truths.
I mean, why would anybody want to start a business in Florida anyway? Come to Florida. Your employees with Inside Fun Parts, if they want to have certain things done at a doctor, they cannot. Or they might not, depending if they might not be able to.
No state income tax is nice.
Well, that's nice.
I do have to say.
Other than no state income tax, he's got to walk around, you know, laying down, covering fire, looking out for snakes.
Oh, 7 hours ago, when the Ron DeSanctimonious facts come out, you will see that he is better than most Democrat governors, but very average at best against Republican governors. How about the fact that he had the third most deaths of any state as governor on the China virus? Even Cuomo did better. Number four, he shut down everything. Exclamation. Even his beaches.
Oh, my God.
Other Republican govs didn't. Look at the Disney mess. Could have worked an easy settlement, but no. He wanted the fake news to show what a tough guy he is. He's not! Exclamation point.
Dude, let me tell you something. I want to sit Ron DeSanctimonious down, as well as all the Republican candidates. I'm just going to sit you down, guys, for a second. Take a deep breath. You're fucked. You don't have a chance.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. This guy's a monster. You helped create this, and now I hope he doesn't destroy the planet, because you have no idea how to get rid of this fuck.
But any public humiliation DeSantis can accrue is going to be great, because the maggots won't vote for him next time.
Oh, right. If he runs again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be pissed off at him for having challenged Herr Trump.
Who the fuck? Yeah.
Especially if it gets ugly.
If it gets ugly?
I mean, when it gets ugly.
They haven't even listened to that truth. I mean, I was just sitting there listening. I mean, if you're Ron DeSanctimonious, if I'm Ron DeSanctimonious, I'm upset right now at my people. I'm upset at my people. I'm like, why is this guy just hitting us and we're not doing anything? Fuck this. Wouldn't you be mad? Why is no one riding good shit for Ron DeSanctimonious to say to Trump? Where are his riders?
Gee, Rupert Murdoch used to like me a lot when I was president. Exclamation point.
Oh, it's Festivus. Who wants some of Sauron over here?
He retruthed Clay Higgins, who wrote, all these guys announcing presidential runs are doing one thing, selling their soon-to-be-announced book. If they conduct themselves like gentlemen, maybe President Trump will sign the jacket of their book after his inauguration in 2025. That book might be worth owning.
What's wrong with these people? Ron, I think you should quit. I honestly think you shouldn't run. I think you're going to lose. And I don't know. And I don't know who's supposed to run against him that would matter. I mean, I just hope Biden beats Trump, right? That's what we have to hope for.
Well, I mean, if Trump ends up running still.
I mean, you think he could be in jail or arrested for something?
God, not in a year's time. I'd be very surprised about that.
What do you mean? I mean, if they roll out indictments for him, he was up to some bad shit. We don't know.
Yeah, but you know his whole vibe is delay. Look at fucking Ken Paxton.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah,
the
how many
AG
years?
Of Texas.
Yeah, the Attorney General of Texas has had felony fraud. Indictments, I think, against him, and nothing has happened for literally years. You know why? Because he's the Attorney General of Texas. He's in charge.
The top law enforcement officer of Texas has felony charges. Is that correct?
I think so.
Holy shit. I mean, listen, man, nobody gives a fuck about the South. Nobody fucking cares. Hi, it's the South. Does anybody give a shit? Our governor is a fucking fascist. It's clear. Everybody knows it. Nobody does anything for us. Same thing with Texas. Someone help us in your fancy fucking states with your fancy fucking Democratic governors and your fancy fucking Democratic legislators that don't suck the gun lobby.
7 years. It's been 7 years with no trial.
Someone help the South. Come on, guys. We're suffering. The Attorney General of Texas is a fucking felon. He has a... What are the charges? What are the charges?
Reading.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's fucked up. Our representative...
They're felonies.
Our representative's a diddler. Nobody cares. Nobody's helping us.
I think it's securities fraud. Facing up to 5 to 99 years in prison. He's been charged. This is waiting for trial.
He's the top law enforcement officer in Texas. He could be in jail for 99 years. What the shit did he do? I think securities fraud.
The twists and turns of how the Republican has yet to have his day in court after being indicted on securities fraud charges in 2015 has little comparison in American politics. Along the way, it has upended what it means to be a compromised office holder in Texas. No, it's not. It's par for the course.
But it's so crazy. There's nothing to compare it to, though, because it's just so nuts. I mean, think about it. That is crazy. You would think, I mean.
Meanwhile, the FBI is still investigating him over separate accusations of corruption, and the State Bar of Texas was weighing possible reprimands over his attempts to baselessly overturn the 2020 election.
Well, are you fuckers busy or something? Do you know what I mean? Get to it. Why is it taking so long? The FBI...
He is the Attorney General. Greg Abbott, his bud, is governor.
Well, see, that's an issue. That's what I'm telling everyone. No one understands.
Who's that fascist?
These
that
people
Christo
are bad.
Man? Dan Patrick is
the lieutenant governor, the other little Nazi. I'm just saying that everybody can make fun of the South. We're backwards. We're the Handmaid's Tale. We're this. We're fucked with that. There's storms. No one cares. Help us. We're Americans. You know what I mean? Can't Gavin Newsom do something? Can he help Ron DeSantis? Can he come over and spend a day with him?
Well, I don't think they get on.
What do you mean? I'm just kidding. I don't know. Just nobody wants to help the South. Everybody just points and laughs. I know. I don't know what I want from people. Come help us. Come get Matt Gaetz.
So yeah, when Trump was talking about, you know, hopefully Jim Jordan and our great patriots will save us. These are these sham hearings they're having. And our listener, David on Twitter, said they had three of the whistleblowers, in quotes, in front of the committee yesterday. Turns out they were just disgruntled employees who were justifiably fired from the FBI. Of course they were.
Right.
Of course they were.
There's nothing.
Thank you for tweeting. At Crab Diving.
Thank you, David. Happy Faithless Friday.
Happy Faithless Friday.
Thank you for the weather today, Jesus. It was beautiful this morning, but now it sucks. But earlier it was nice. Thank you. Please have mercy on us in hurricane season, you evil fuck.
Hey, stop that, dog.
Is Jesus going to fuck us with hurricane season? He is, right?
Depends on how much butt sex is going on.
Oh, come on, guys. We got a lot of El Nino out there. We can't have El Nino and butt sex. We'll die in a big storm.
Also in El News.
Nine!
This Faithless Friday.
Jesus.
This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Ooh,
with an I.
Yes.
Former Montgomery County District Attorney Bruce Castor.
Right.
Who inexplicably has been recently representing Rudy Giuliani.
Oh.
In a civil suit, is now bailing. He filed papers with the judge to be released from the case.
Get me out of here.
Saying, quote, he's not cooperating and he's not paying me.
Listen, man, if you're not getting paid, it's not that much fun to be around Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, do you have any sound effects? Do you have any Viagra sound effects? Oh, man, this gaseous motherfucker's drunk morning, noon, and night. Get that thing out of my face, Rudy. What a monster. Yeah, that guy's, please release me from this case. I'm in hell. Fuck this. Yeah.
There you go.
Whoa.
How's that?
Get that away from me! Hi, I'm... Welcome to work. I'm Rudy Giuliani. Here's my penis.
Giuliani was named in a lawsuit by a Delaware County voting machine supervisor who says conspiracy theories about the 2020 election made him the target of hatred. So this is a probably a Republican.
Oh, wait, this is different.
This is some Delaware County voting machine supervisor. Some low level guy who was getting death threats suddenly because Rudy probably said, look at Delaware, look at all the machines. We got proof.
You got to be sure to tell me which Rudy Giuliani scandal we're talking about. You know what I mean? I mean, because it's like, it's that one.
Castor initially agreed to serve as Giuliani's local lawyer, lawyer from Texas was supposed to take over from there, which didn't happen.
Yeah, no shit.
Castor, according to his motion, reluctantly tried to defend Giuliani. The motion that the lawyer filed meticulously recounts his 4 decades in law and politics. It says it dabbles in a bit of intrigue.
What?
In 2 sections? I don't know what that means.
He's crazy.
Giuliani's license to practice law was suspended in New York in June 2021 over false claims that he spread in Pennsylvania about the election.
But that doesn't mean he couldn't represent himself, correct?
Correct.
Well, then
you can always represent yourself.
Why doesn't he do that? He would save money because he is a lawyer, right?
Yes.
And so he could do all that shit himself.
And a cyber expert.
Well, if he has to check it. Do you think he'd be able to defend himself if he could? Would he know what to do? Would he be like, Your Honor, I'm Rudy Giuliani defending myself. He said, Mr. Giuliani.
I'm now going to ask myself questions.
Would he know what he was doing?
The last time he was in a courtroom actually trying a case, who the fuck knows? It had to be decades ago when he was a prosecutor.
Are you allowed to be shit-faced?
Well, if nobody can tell.
Yeah. You can be drunk.
If that's your normal state, how could people tell?
Well, I don't know. No, I mean, if he's defending himself, is he allowed to be drunk in the courtroom, or is that against the law or rules or whatever
He could get contempt of court, but they'd have to prove he was drunk.
Shit. Dang.
Piss test or something.
Right, right, right.
Oh, I'll have my aide hold my dick while I pee.
I'll make my aide hold my dick while I chase. If she doesn't, I'm going to chase her around.
Ugh. So Rudy's lawyer quitting, saying he's not paying me.
God damn.
What is with these rich motherfuckers that don't think they have to pay people?
Well, I don't know. I think...
I think he's got probs.
Well, I think that's the life, though. I think that's his life. I mean, they get all these tax breaks. They get all these rich people get all this shit. You know, they walk around and people give them shit,
which is crazy.
It's insane.
It's like big stars and stuff in Hollywood. The amount of meals they get comped and all that stuff. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
The thing
grab some homeless people and feed them.
Right.
Not these rich twats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. Rudy Giuliani is a monster. And what were his parents like? Did they make him a monster?
Italian, probably? I don't know. I don't know if they were immigrants or not, but...
Was he always like this? Was he always drunk? I bet he was. I bet he's always been like
this. There have
been
rumors about Rudy being... having alcohol issues for a long time.
No, I think now the rumors seem to be pretty well founded, I guess. Jeez. In a lawsuit, morning, noon, and night, this fucker drinks, and then he's popping Viagra. How much Viagra is he taking that people around him know he's taking it? Is he sitting there? Is he at work being like, hey, it's time for another Viagra?
I'm always hard for my work.
He's going to explode his heart or some shit. Good.
This is one of Nick Fuentes' crowd.
9!
Tyler Russell, we played him before. He's one of the sad little white incel boys.
Is he on Nick Fuentes' network?
He's on what? Yeah, I forget the name of it. Yes.
Confederate Suckhole of Nazi Fucks. .com.
And here they are saying the truth out loud again.
Okay.
The silver lining to this Title 42 thing and all of these migrants coming over the border is that this is probably going to push Trump to go really, really hard on not just border security, but the race stuff too. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. If this invasion expands tenfold, which we're expecting it to, then it's like, you know, Trump might go gloves off mode. I mean, we might see some more rhetoric like back in 2016. Hey, they're rapists, they're bringing drugs, they're criminals. And that could be some really, really good stuff. So
that could be some really, really good stuff.
Why? My thought listening to this is like, what makes this guy think that he needs to record himself saying this shit?
He's live streaming.
Oh, excuse me. That's really the failure of technology, that this guy gets amplified. He should be a nutball, like relegated to screaming his drivelings on the fucking street corner or something.
He's wearing a America First hat.
Of course. Shove it up your ass.
Yeah. They're rapists, they're bringing drugs, they're criminals, and that could be some really, really good stuff. So, obviously it's a terrible thing that's happening.
Well, this is music in the background. I wonder if they're aware of this guy.
I can't tell what it is. I'm sure they love their music being the
It's probably
the
background. Some of that generic streaming music that you
this
can play.
This guy is like, they rave, they beep, 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 beep.
Obviously it's a terrible thing that's happening, but the silver lining there is that it could really push Trump to be more racist. I mean, really, right? You know, to kind of really play to his base in that way.
Be really racist and play to his base.
Hey, good news, Tyler. That's covered already. I think he's doing that, right? Don't you think so?
Right.
I think that's covered. I mean, I guess he could do more of it. Is his name Tyler?
Tyler Russell.
What happened to this guy? Why are you saying this shit? She's stupid.
More racist. I mean, really, right? You know, to kind of really play to his base in that way. And that's what we need. We need some hard-hitting racial rhetoric.
There you
go. Do you? I'm sorry.
I think you're doing really well with that, yeah.
You obviously don't listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher and the podcasting app, but there is a lot of, like, racist people. What is he saying? Racist rhetoric?
Yes.
That's all we have. There's so much racist rhetoric. What, Kyle? Was it Tyler?
Tyler Russell.
You basic bitch, dumb fuck. You stupid idiot. My God, what a dumb shit. You talk so slow. You know what your problem is, Tyler, you fuck? You are in love with the sound of your own voice, and it's oh, you're disgusting. No offense.
Apparently Nick Fuentes doesn't like the flack he's getting for the what he said. We played the clip the other day about when he's 30, he wants to find himself a 16-year-old. Right when the milk is good, I want to start drinking the milk, not wait until it goes sour. You remember that quote?
Nick, right, Nick. I mean, normal people, that's kind of freaky for normal people to hear, isn't it? Don't you think it would be?
I guess he doesn't allow, this is Right Wing Watch, they posted one of his Telegram posts.
Okay.
But it says, Nick Fuentes doesn't allow people to comment on his Telegram post. So it says, considering that, we can only conclude he doesn't actually want anyone to tell him the answer to this question, which is, why is it controversial to say I want a 16-year-old wife? Tell me, period.
Well, he's turned the commenting off because he's worried about his image. He's trying to protect his image.
Tell me why it's controversial.
Why are you turning the comments off, though? I mean, listen, you went on your podcast and you said you wanted a 16-year-old child bride or some fucked up shit like that. If you're saying that you want that on your podcast to the planet, what embarrasses you? Like, what?
No, bitch. I want to drink it straight from the tap. I want it raw. I don't want to wait a moment. Right when the milk is good, I want to start drinking the milk. Same thing goes with women. I don't want to turn 30 and find some 20-year-old, 29-year-old woman that I have something in common with, and it's like, hey, properly aged, like wine. Women don't age like wine, they age like milk.
Ugh. I'm sure you're going to be quite a catch when you're in your 50s, Nick.
God, Mr. Fuentes. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Jeez. It's a whole network of these people. Yeah, we're racist. We're plenty racist. Is Nick who's Nick Fuentes endorsing for president? DeSantis or Man Baby?
I think he's probably leaning Trump,
of course.
You may recognize this person by her voice.
Okay.
No one elected Joe Biden to be president of the United States. That did not happen.
Former gubernatorial candidate in Georgia, the Republican candidate. I like babies, Jesus, and guns.
Yeah, Secretary of State. Oh, no, she was governor. You're right, you're right.
She didn't want to secede. Or
Candace Taylor still hasn't conceded.
Or seceded.
And wants to secede, probably. Candace Taylor.
Candace!
Let's get this over.
She's got a great voice.
Meanwhile, she was recently elected to as Georgia GOP district chair. So she's she's a Republican local chairperson.
Woo!
No one elected Joe Biden to be president of the United States. That did not happen. Very few totally mentally insane people voted for Joe Biden. People did not vote for him. You don't vote for a man who is not cognitively present. You don't vote for a man that stays in his basement, that comes out to have a rally with six people socially distanced. That you don't win, right? You don't win a country over with that. And for them to think we believe it, and for people to call him President Biden, which I do not, because he didn't win. When you do that, you participate in the insanity.
What is her job again?
She's Georgia GOP district chair.
That one is truly crazy. That one's nuts. That you know, we should all feel like what
Georgia. There's a lot of them that agree with her, though. He did not win. I don't even call him my president.
The Republicans don't care who they. How did she get on the ballot?
For what?
For the primary.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
You have to get signatures, probably.
God, it's just like in Herschel. I'm just saying, Georgia has a lot of. This lately, they've been threatening us with a lot of very bad people on their ballots. And God forbid any of these people win. I mean, Herschel almost won. There was a runoff.
For them to think we believe it, and for people to call him President Biden, which I do not, because he didn't win. When you do that, you participate in the insanity. Just like whenever I say it's okay for people to cut off their genitals as children and give their children hormones that is opposite of how God created them. I'm participating in their insanity and their gender identity disorder.
This is the dumbest person I have ever. Imagine this, Georgia.
She represents millions of these knuckle dragons.
You know what, Georgia? Millions. Hey, Republicans of Georgia, let me just paint a hellscape for you. This is your gut. What's her name? Candace Governor Candace Taylor? Fucknut, and then Senator Herschel Walker. That's what you're threatening us with.
Yeah, sounds great.
That's what you're threatening us with, though. Every time. Listen to this person.
Their insanity and their gender identity disorder. It's the same thing. We've got to stop this insanity, this perpetuating society. It is causing people who were normal to become mentally ill. It is not only...
What? Mentally ill? Mentally ill?
Mentally ill?
Normal to become mentally ill.
Ew.
It is not only...
Her lips go to ooh. Ew. mentally ew.
This person... is talking about the cognitive function of Biden.
Right.
I don't know. I'm going with
normal to become mentally ill. It is not only something that is learned behavior and repetitive behavior, it is demonic. Mm-hmm. It is evil. And I do feel like we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. I wasn't being funny about that.
No.
I seriously do.
No. I don't know who's interviewing her.
God damn it. Who's interviewing her?
Candace Taylor.
Is the interviewer not fact-checking, or is she just letting her say this fucking
bullshit? Who's
going
to have her on?
Candace
that's
Taylor
not going to let her
on
just
crab
go.
Diving says, well, Biden ain't president. And you would say, or I would say, something.
You're out of your fucking mind.
He's totally president. He won. And then she would say,
only a few crazy people voted for him.
Who? I mean, I don't understand where the Republicans are finding these people. I guess what happens is these people, for some reason, seek out the Republican Party. Where are the Democrats like her that seek out the Democratic Party? Why do they get all the good characters? It's not fair. Listen to that voice. Biden!
We've got, well, the guy that, the guy who claimed the $5 million reward from Mike Lindell for proving his,
prove me wrong,
$5 million, is now suing for the $5 million because Mike Lindell says he's not paying it. Even after arbitrators awarded this guy, software developer Robert Ziedman, is his name, they said $5 million.
Damn. Jeez.
Lindell responded seeking to vacate the award, claiming that the panel exceeded its given powers. Now, meanwhile, this whole agreement was probably something he set up.
Yes!
Because Republicans are the ones that wanted to go to arbitration because the arbitrators are their buddies that they pay.
What's to arbitrate, though? Biden, he's...
They don't want it to go to the courts because they can't guarantee that they have every judge and every jury.
But they can guarantee the arbitrator.
But they can guarantee that the arbitrator...
But... If the guy, okay, Lindell said, if you could do this, you get $5 million, right? And the guy did that.
He took some of the evidence and proved it was bollocks.
And so then he did the thing that got him the $5 million.
Yeah. No,
he
didn't.
What is to arbitrate?
There's
nothing
they,
to arbitrate.
Right, and they ruled that, so that's what the arbitrator said. Nothing to arbitrate. Give him $5 million.
This is easy.
And now Lindell's like, no.
Well, I mean,
and now the guy's like, okay, here are my lawyers.
Right.
Add to the list. now it's $1.5 billion and $5
million. where do his lawyers...
In what he's being sued for.
Where do his lawyers park at his house? I mean, when his lawyers visit him to work on all the cases Lindell has, I mean, does his lawyers just park in the front yard?
I don't know. Who knows what kind of... He's probably got a pretty nice spread somewhere in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to have to sell that shit. After, when Dominion gets done with him, he can say goodbye to that spread, right? I mean, he's going to have to sell all his shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Billion. How many?
Jim Brown died. That's a bummer.
Who?
Jim Brown, the football player.
Oh, my God. Legend. He was still alive?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
That's a bummer. 87.
Damn.
R.I.P. Jim Brown.
That's right.
Sorry to interrupt. I just saw that news pop up.
Yes.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We're coming up at the top of the hour here. This is from, where is this from? Right Wing Watch, of course.
Right.
One of our favorite places that provides clips. Go, by the way, they're a nonprofit. They're part of People for the American Way. Go over to Right Wing Watch and donate some dough to them. Help keep them going.
Absolutely. Dadgummit, these Nazis are just crazy.
It's exactly that, and that's based. Right?
They'll look high and they'll look low.
They'll look everywhere we go.
But when the sinners find us, we won't hide.
When the sinners find us, we won't hide. This is Dalton Clodfelter, one of the other sad little incel
He's
bitches over at Nick Fuentes'
basic bitch
America
Nazi
First Network or whatever the hell it is.
But Clodfelter, he is, what is he? Is he on the Reawaken America tour?
No, I don't think these guys are welcome there.
What?
They'll come loud and they'll come fast.
We shoot first and we can last.
Keep your rifle.
We'll shoot first?
What? I have a question. What motherfucking choir recorded this?
First and we can last. Keep your rifle by your side. Singing, oh Lord, this earth was made for us. Singing,
oh Lord, this earth was made for us.
Oh Lord, this sinful life just ain't enough, so we'll take.
This what? The sinful life just ain't enough.
And enough, so we'll take a stand, cause we must protect our land.
We'll take a stand as we must protect our land.
And keep your rifle by your side. They'll come day and they'll come night, they'll have our children in their sights.
Our children in their sights.
Ooh, yes. What is this, the Q&A?
But if they don't have faith, their eyes are blind. They can scream and they...
Oh my God, this is from Far Cry.
What is that?
A video game. This is supposed to be a parody. These guys are the bad guys in Far Cry.
Oh, I see. So
this is the Hope County Choir. Keep your rifle by your side from the video game Far Cry 5, about a violent apocalyptic Christian cult that takes over a region in the Western United
so
States.
So in the video game,
and you're the hero that has to shoot and kill all these motherfuckers.
Wait a second. So in the video game, there's a song that these people sing?
Yeah.
Who the fuck thought of that?
God. Oh, it's a fun game. It's creepy as hell, these Christian extremists.
Oh, well, yes.
And the Christians got mad when they came out, because they're like,
"Sorry,
how dare you make it Christians that are the bad guys.
But you guys do that.
Right.
I mean...
That's amazing. I didn't realize that was from... But now this guy's playing it like... it's an anthem.
Yeah, he loves it. He doesn't understand that this is a song making fun of characters in a video game.
Yeah, and the goal in the game was to kill the people singing the song.
Right, right.
And purge them from the lands.
Wait, it sounds like this guy's playing the video game in Bizarro mode.
They can shout, but they can never smoke us out. Keep your rifle by your side. Singing, oh Lord, this earth was made for us. Singing, oh Lord, this sinful life.
I'm raising my right hand, brother. I'm raising my right hand, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will rape, kill, and die. I'll say it again.
I will rape, kill, and die.
Jeez, that's
rape.
Yes.
Rape.
Yes.
You know, as he throws that one in there.
Right, right.
Not I will die for the cause.
Right.
I will kill for the cause. I will rape, kill, and die for the cause.
What cause is aided by rape? I'm just wondering.
They've got our children in their sights, right?
Oh, my gosh. We better rape them then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will rape, kill, and die. I'll say it again. I will rape, kill, and die, nigga.
But we won't fall.
Raise the hand, boys. Raise the hand.
Something when they try to pass the gate.
They will pass the gate. Oh Lord, this earth was made for us. Singing, oh Lord, this
if you're
he's vaping too, on which kind of makes me a little crazy.
Listen,
on
man,
camera.
If you
can't, take a break and
the loser. Listen, if you can't, if your views align with that of a fake extremist in a video game, aren't you fucked up? I mean, this is a fake cult in a video game that you're identifying with. That's weird, right? There's no red flags for you there?
Keep your rifle by your side.
You know, the people that made the video game and wrote that song, they're like,
they're the bad guys.
They're the bad guys. It's written from these are bad people. We don't love this. God. They must know that they you know, if video game culture and people that play, not you, but you know, people that play video games, sometimes they're a little bro-y, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So they probably thought, you know, we're making this cult and everything in this video game. Some people are going to want to identify with the cult people more.
Also, we have in the news.
Yes.
This is from, there's a report from the Washington Post that it's called The Revenge of Chris Christie. How he could take it to Trump. Christie has little shot at winning, but his clear motivation for taking down Trump, along with his particular talents, could still matter greatly. It's basically that he's a kamikaze.
Yeah, he can't win. He just hates the fact that Trump made all those fat jokes back in 2016, right?
And he's gonna go after him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Why is, I mean, the thing is, also, this would this help his reputation? Would this rebuild his reputation?
I don't think he cares. He's probably on some boards or something now. What does he give a fuck?
You don't think he's trying to resurrect his image? No. He's known as the bridge closer, the beach renter, or the beach guy. You know what he did? He closed the beaches and because there was E. coli, and then he showed up.
A December poll showed only 3% of Republican-leaning voters saying that they would be very satisfied with Christie as their nominee.
Come on.
A more recent poll showed fully 70% won't even consider him.
Oh.
Even in New Hampshire, the state he would apparently focus heavily on, a recent poll showed primary voters disliked him 53% to 10%.
Wow, that's not great. How is this helping? I mean, I guess he'll just say some mean shit to Trump, and Trump will make him look stupid. And
while he has insisted this isn't just a kamikaze mission to take down Trump, it's difficult to see how it could amount to much else, says the Post.
You know, the truth is, if somebody like Chris Christie wanted to help, he would wait till the general election, and he would say, "Listen, America, please vote for Joe Biden because this guy's a crazy Nazi. We don't want a crazy Nazi in the White House." That would actually help.
While Trump is a talent for making people regret their loyalty to him, Christie might be at the top of that list. He was a staunch Trump critic in the 2016 primaries before his early endorsement was really the first big one to land Trump mainstream credibility.
Oh, how evil and mean. Then how Trump, quickly we forget Jeff Sessions. He was the first one to endorse, and nobody gives a fuck. How sad. How sad, sad.
Then Trump quickly subjected him to a series of indignities. The endorsement news conference, the apparent jab at Christie's weight, the allusion to Christie's travails as governor of New Jersey. Christie lobbied harder than anyone to become Trump's vice presidential pick, but he was passed over in a way that seemed to surprise him.
Then for Christie, Mike Pence!
Then Christie took over Trump's 2016 transition team before he was quickly pushed aside.
Right, because
remember he showed up with binders and people were like, what the fuck is all that shit?
You know who was in charge of that transition team? Mother's husband.
Yeah.
So I want to see if he had any interaction with Russia. We never got to the bottom of that shit. We know Mike Pence was in with them Russians. If he was in the transition team, come on.
Trump declined on multiple occasions to make him attorney general, the cabinet job Christie was most suited for.
He fucked you, Chris Christie. He didn't give you shit.
Cracks began, and their alliance began to form. They became chasms after January 6, 2021.
Whee!
Christie has even blamed Trump for giving him a coronavirus infection that landed him in intensive care in late 2020 and said Trump never called to check on him.
Hey, did you have to take an ambulance? Hopefully all the bridges were open, you dumb fuck.
But even those criticisms pale in comparison to what Christie is unleashing today. While other 2024 hopefuls avoid criticizing the man they're trying to usurp for fear of alienating his base, witness what just happened with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' super PAC when it sent out a tweet attacking Trump's CNN town hall comments. Christie is characteristically far less shy.
Yes. I don't know. We'll see. I will say we'll see. I'm not impressed. Chris Christie, what the fuck does he have? Is he some amazing person on the mic? Does he have charisma and timing that I'm not aware of?
Just last week, Christie called Trump a puppet of Putin. He's targeted Trump over being found liable for sexual assault in the E. Jean Carroll case. He has knocked Trump for being afraid of debates, and unlike others, he lent credibility to his comments by saying he would never back Trump again.
Well, I mean, if he went after him for his tiny hands and being afraid and fearful, that would be helpful because that motivates Trump to do weird shit when he thinks people are saying he's a coward, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. Do whatever, Chris Christie. I mean, you know, whatever. Who fucking cares about you? You fucking suck. He sucks. You stupid fuck.
It says Christie can still make his campaign about Trump, which he signaled he's inclined to do. Virtually all of his commentary in recent weeks has focused like a laser on going at Trump.
It's the least you can do, you fascist. Go get Trump. No other Republicans are doing that. I don't see anybody else doing shit.
That's kind of the point of this story. He says, you're not going to beat someone by closing your eyes, clicking your heels together three times and saying there's no place like home. That's not going to work. In American politics, you want to beat somebody, you have to go get them.
Well, listen, asshole, you aren't going to beat him and you helped put him in office. So go do the best you can and no one's holding our breath, you fuck. Please. All the Republicans are a joke.
The problem with the approach, though, similar to the GOP's approach to Trump for years, is nobody wants to be the one to leap and make that case. Better let someone else torpedo themselves in the process.
Chris Christie's
and then
leaping.
Nobody does.
He's going to leap?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Josie Fantasia?
Yeah, yeah. Apologize to the animated
and the
hippo.
Tutus?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not impressed by this guy. I don't know. I don't see it. He's going to go get him. Wait, how many times have we heard this? Here's the guy that's going to go get Trump. Jeb. Here's the guy that's going to go get Trump. Ted Cruz. Who else? Who's coming to get Trump? Please. Who do you have?
Notably, Christie's probably the best suited to do it, while never Trumpers like Liz Cheney and Asa Hutchinson and Chris Sununu appeared ready to make such a case. Christie actually has a track record that suggests it could matter. You might recall, perhaps, the most significant debate moment of 2016 came in February when Christie played a major role in ending what remained of Marco Rubio's chances by casting a harsh spotlight on Rubio's robotic answers. Would Rubio have beaten Trump? Probably not. Will it be as easy to embarrass Trump like that? No. But Christie is uniquely situated to try.
That is the stupidest point I've ever fucking heard.
In late March, Christie said, what you better have somebody on that stage who could do to Trump what I did to Marco, because that's the only thing that's going to defeat Donald Trump.
Dude, you made one comment to Marco Rubio, and now you're saying you took him out. That's what that guy said. That's stupid.
And, you know, low-hanging fruit.
He didn't take out Marco Rubio.
Well, right.
Trump, you're saying, someone's saying that what Chris Christie's saying, if he had not said that to Marco Rubio, Marco Rubio might have beat Trump? Is that what someone's implying?
No, he said, will he beat Trump? Probably not. Would he have beaten Trump?
It's crazy. It's this is all like bullshit. Chris Christie ain't going to do shit. I mean,
he's not going to do crap.
This is a joke. This is bullshit. Here's a real story. The Republicans don't have the will they can't. It's not like they won't stop Trump. They fucking can't. How would they? I don't understand how they would do it. You feckless fucks. You can't come get your Frankenstein, you pussies. You pussies. You unleash this guy on the world and you're scared. The only guy is loser Chris Christie waddling out from stage left to do what? What's he going to do? Call him a couple of names? Go back to his fucking bullshit? It's nothing.
Alex, you have been a true leader. You're an original. You've always been telling the truth to the American people and making sure that they're informed on everything. And I really thank you and I commend you for standing in the face of unbelievable attacks against you. Not only you, but your family that stands behind you and your staff that works so hard to in this important cause. You were right all along. This is an information war, and it's time for our side to start fighting that war and fight it in the same way that they fight us.
Jesus.
That's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling in. I mean, she's on video.
Not Alex Jones.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
What about the one? What about the one where I eat meat? Whatever the fucking. That one's so good.
I like to eat. I like to fight too. I like to have children.
That one?
That's who she's talking to.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
That was directed at entertainment reporter Brian Stelter of CNN.
Hey, Alex, have you paid that money yet? All that money. He owes that money, right?
Yeah, I think he's been laughing about it.
Man, dude, good luck, boy. You're probably upset.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. You heard it here first. She's going after the Justice Department that are the kingpins protecting the communist Chinese agent that destroyed our borders and allowed the human smuggling. But you heard it here first. This is impeachment week. And so a little bird just told me, I guess, live on air, the beautiful and talented and smart MTG, my favorite person in Congress, Matt Gaetz.
Beautiful.
What is he talking about?
MTG, my favorite person in Congress. Matt Gaetz is a close second. You're telling me that right now I can hold my breath that we're going to be seeing impeachments of good old Pedo Joe?
Well, let me just say I'm not finished yet, and I plan on to continue going. Again, watch this afternoon and watch tomorrow. I have a press conference at 9 a.m.
She just keeps threatening to impeach everybody. Articles of impeachment for this, articles of impeachment for that. They're wondering when some Republican was demanding that Kevin McCarthy have put up a vote to have Adam Schiff kicked out that they found out about this FBI stuff.
Yeah, that's good. That helps.
It's at 9 a.m. Thursday, which is tomorrow. And I really ask everyone to pay attention to that press conference. And everyone will find out the reason.
Nobody did, by the way. All right. She did was say, I'm going to introduce articles of impeachment.
Press conference. And everyone will find out the reasons why and exactly what we need to be doing.
Man, look at this site. Look at Republicans. Is that Kevin McCarthy's boss?
They said that didn't happen, but he's guilty $5 million civilly for saying he's innocent. Since when can you not say you're innocent? This only made his poll numbers go up even more. He's like 35 points ahead of DeSantis. He's 15 points ahead of Biden. Seems like this is backfiring. What's your view on that?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that was a very unfair trial, and the court was unfair to President Trump.
Oh, my God. The court
She laughed, by the way, when he called DeSantis meatball.
Oh, yeah.
She loved it.
I did, too. I like that, too, guys. But I just want to say it's like this. The court was very unfair to our dear leader. Is that what she's saying?
Well, yeah.
Oh, they were unfair to the dear leader. How could they be? Your dear leader is a fucking rapist.
This is quite the super group. Wasn't aware that this had happened at all. Come on, play.
That's my view of Trump. I think Trump is a failed vessel, but we all are. But I overall think Trump is good. Be honest. What do you think of Trump? Because I respect your opinion.
I honestly can't support anybody that's continuing to advocate for and push for people poisoning themselves with weapons of bio warfare.
I agree. I agree. So what do we?
This is Stu Peters on the InfoWars show.
Damn, when
this
was that?
Stu Peters, and this was posted 3 hours ago.
So Trump's problem with his base is going to be his endorsement of the vaccine. And he's bragging about the vaccine, because that's one of the things Trump will run on, right? The Operation Hyperspace or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
It's continuing to advocate for and push for people poisoning themselves with weapons of bio warfare.
I agree. So what do we do? RFK?
No, I mean, I disagree with RFK on so many levels just because of the fact that he's a liberal. He's a staunch liberal and has liberal policies. I mean, he's
no, I agree. So I don't believe in lesser of two evils. What do we do?
Let's kill them all, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, what do you
mean,
want?
That's what Alex is hoping for.
It's like leaving no options.
Right, right.
I mean,
so also, what do we do? What do we do?
Also, RFK is not a liberal. He's not a liberal. Liberals don't like bullshit. They don't poo-poo
well, no,
science
he's
like
liberal
that.
On most
what?
Other...
What? No, no.
He's pro-choice. He's very staunchly anti-fossil fuels and pro-environment.
And this anti-science
well, yeah,
shit
he's
that
got
he's
some
into
bullshit.
Is insidious, and
he's
I'm sure
crazy.
It infects every bit of his political
liberal life. And has liberal policies. I mean, he's
no,
an
I agree.
Endearing...
So I don't believe in lesser of two evils. What do we do?
I don't know. I'll run for president.
All right. I'll support that.
Will you? Wait, you're talking to Stu Peters. Why are these guys talking to each other? Who wanted this? What kind of this
weird
is
a mashup,
dumb?
Huh?
Yeah, it's a weird interview because it's like what does he want Stu Peters to say? Well, I'm just going to shoot everybody.
Woo!
That's after Marjorie Taylor Greene left. He was talking about articles of impeachment coming for
Damn.
Biden.
And he's very happy.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't say why Biden was being impeached? And what?
Oh, well, because of you know, stuff.
Is it abuse of power
stuff.
Or something? Or?
Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling good right now. There's a disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands.
See, he missed his calling.
Damn.
He missed his calling.
He should. See, Alex, if you just would have done voiceover, you could have made a nice living.
Yeah, yeah.
You might not have the compound, but then again, you wouldn't be paying all this money to... Who is he paying? All the Sandy Hook parents. What about Dominion? Is he not in trouble with Dominion at all?
I don't know if he was included in that or not.
Why didn't you get
sure.
on that? You did. You big. Not that it. There's nothing left.
Bubble bombshell. University of Texas research team warns coronavirus vaccines cause massive heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. It's
this is from 20. This is obviously.
I mean, what is the bar? What is crazier? Believing that Biden shouldn't be president or the vaccine is germ warfare? What the fuck they say? Which is it? This doesn't matter.
I think Biden not being president is
crazier.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? I don't know. What's more marginal?
We have to continue to expose what's happening. We have to get integrity in elections. There's total fraud. Arizona's the perfect example. Carrie Lake's an incredible champion of freedom there. She's obviously really the governor. You know, the person that ran the election, I believe, stole the election.
She's obviously really the governor.
You like Carrie Lake? I haven't thought about her in a while. What's she up to? Is she still polishing her nipples for a 2024 presidential run, or is she want to be the new Mike
no,
Pence?
No, she's not. I don't think she's ever been running for president.
Yeah, that sucks.
She's running for vice president, or she'll probably run for Senate, or yeah,
right,
or
right.
governor, I mean, in Arizona.
Yeah.
Or Senate in Arizona.
Yeah.
To, against the astronaut dude, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No matter what they say or do or how they persecute us, we have to tell the truth and never stop.
Jeez, that sounds ominous.
And I could try to reach out to those that serve evil, and I do, because that's
what
the right thing. But it really does come down to those of us of every race, color, and creed
okay.
who know this is wrong
yes.
and know this is dangerous. And those of us that are smart enough to see through it have to somehow reach out to the general public and inform them of the grave danger we're all in.
Oh, man.
He's so melodramatic. I mean, I know. It's just, wow. Jeez.
Meanwhile, did you see there's a story... about did I save this one?
I mean, is he gonna have to get rid of that big compound of his? This is gonna be a different thing when all of the stuff goes, right? I mean, where's how's he is he gonna have to get rid of all of his material that he his equipment that he shoots a show on, and
Politico?
Yes.
Has a story?
Right.
It's don't think that Ron DeSantis is the only asshole in that family. Let's talk about his wife.
Okay. I've never missed DeSantis.
Casey DeSantis.
Yes.
The Politico headline says the Casey DeSantis problem, his greatest asset and his greatest liability.
Damn.
There's staffers who former staffers who are like complaining that Ron will have his mind made up. He'll go talk to Casey and comes back,
shit.
Changes it 100%. And that she's one former staffer said he is a leader who makes political decisions with the assistance of his wife, who was elected by nobody, who's blindly ambitious, and she sees ghosts in every corner. She's more paranoid than he is, said another staffer. He is a vindictive motherfucker. She is twice that, said another higher up from one of his campaigns.
So this is a Karen.
He said she's the scorekeeper.
Oh, shit. So she lets him know if something is a win or a loss and then keeps the tally going.
Who should we go after?
Jeez. Is she like Karen?
One former staffer said, does she sort of humanize the robot? Does she push him on the grip and grin?
No.
The baby kissing, give him a cleaner, softer image? Yes. Does she also feed into his, I guess, worst instincts of being secluded and insular and standoffish with staff? Yes.
is their relationship kind of why perhaps he's not great? Like his, I don't know what I'm trying, like his personality sucks.
He's a lump.
And his wife's a giant asshole. What a great couple, right?
The one expert, Republican elections dude said, the sad part is I think she's very smart. I think she's very talented. But she also needs to realize if they want to play on this stage, meaning the national stage, they need serious help. I worry that winning the gubernatorial race, winning the reelect, has made her overconfident in her ability to de facto run a presidential campaign.
Yeah.
He suggested she needs to take a more traditional role, which means active and visible, but not the principal's wife and the architect.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, he's married to an asshole and he is an asshole. What is the... I guess that's
the, so not well liked.
That's funny.
The, she's more paranoid than he is.
Right.
He's a vindictive motherfucker.
Yes.
She's twice that. David Jolly, former GOP congressman from Florida, recalls an interaction he had with Casey DeSantis when he and DeSantis were both running for Senate in 2016, and his elderly mother asked the couple if she could take their photo as a keepsake, which they agreed to do, and the older woman thanked them. Casey turned and snapped at my mom and said, I better not see that photo in any opposition research.
Boy, oh boy. I just decided the most interesting person in that couple. It's obviously her.
Consultants, lawmakers, and lobbyists all agree that one of the major mistakes DeSantis made on his recent trip abroad was putting the first lady in an even more conspicuous role, which some sources said diminished him. One consultant said, I've never received so many messages from Republicans, from Republican consultants, from lawmakers saying, what's going on?
Oh, with her?
Yeah.
They think that she's not falling into line traditionally.
Lobbyist said to me, and I think to a lot of other people, it kind of comes across almost as if she wishes she was the one who was getting elected.
Well, it sounds like in this instance, though, Ron is woke. And he's not taking a traditional role like the, you know,
well, yeah, and that could be that could be very sexist and misogynist of these asshole Republicans.
Right, right.
Who are saying, oh, how dare he listen to his wife or whatever.
Now, I just, from what you told me, I just figured out how DeSantis beats Donald Trump.
How?
You let this person be in charge. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean.
But then we've heard the same shit about Pence and mother.
Well, he was vice president. And
but she's the one that
oh, yeah.
is behind the scenes.
Is this like Karen Pence?
As the strategist.
Is this Karen Pence, but on PCP?
It's not like they're Kevin Spacey and no, Robin Wright.
No, we're not like that. It's very, this is all very low class shit. I mean, I'm sure Casey DeSantis is an absolute fucking turd. Kind of a worthless human being. Probably an evil little fucking fascist. God. I didn't even think of who our first lady is here in Florida. It never occurred to me to think about it. Casey DeSantis.
Yes.
Congratulations. It's nice to meet you. You sound insane.
She's apparently an asshole.
Right. You fit right in.
I know we're all shocked.
I never even thought the idea, too. I sort of feel like we're in this place, like with thinking about Mitch McConnell with a wife. Or someone letting Mitch McConnell inside Coco? Of them. Yes, Coco. I'm not saying that. It's Trump says that. Elaine Chao lets Mitch McConnell inside of her. That's crazy.
Oh, who said that?
Well, I mean, in this same thing with this Casey.
Provide evidence.
Casey DeSantis.
Video.
Casey DeSantis, the same thing. I can't think. I mean,
they've got kids.
Yeah, that's amazing too. That's right.
Remember the Trump onesie?
Yeah, they were featured in that political ad.
Yeah, yeah.
Ron DeSantis hasn't won. Well, he won the gubernatorial without Trump's endorsement, right? Or did Trump endorse him?
No, that's Trump says he gave him the endorsement, and that's why he won.
Even the
he
second
was
round?
Low in the polls until I endorsed him.
I don't know, Ron. I don't see it, man. Unless you give the reins to this Casey person, just let her go. These are people that want to rein her in because they think you're running a traditional campaign and you're not. You're running against a Nazi. You have to give the reins to this Casey person and find out what she wants you to do. That would be a good idea. That's what I would do. Or you could do it the normal traditional way and you will lose. Right. This is his only chance. This is the only thing I've ever heard of use beating Donald Trump. Some evil asshole who, what do they describe her as? Just so much ambition, just blind.
Vindictive, ambitious.
She's a monster.
Yeah.
She's a monster. Give her resources to fight Donald Trump, you fucking idiots. She's a monster.
Right.
Chris Christie's barely a monster. Maybe this person's a monster. She's married to DeSantis. That's disgusting. We need monsters to beat these people. No, bring out Jeb. That'll work. Or Nikki Haley. Who's that? Sununu. Whoever the fuck that is. That'll be a good one.
Ramaswamy.
Yeah, they even better. Who the fuck are these people?
Thanks for listening, everybody.
What a joke of a party. They don't have any. Here's the only thing the Republicans have. Donald Trump. Isn't that sad? That's the only thing you guys fucking have, and you can't do anything about it. That's the only person you have.
Billy Barr is predicting a criminal indictment of Donald Trump is coming.
You lying walrus, you fuck. You lied on that summary of the Mueller report, you liar.
He told CBS News correspondent Catherine Herridge that Trump has left himself very exposed with his comments at the CNN town hall.
Ooh. What about the fact that you lied in that summary, Billy? Does that bother you at night? You lie awake thinking about that you lied to the American people. Does that bother him, do you think?
No.
Come on, a little bit?
No, he did it before with GW or GHW.
You don't think he has to go take all kinds of pharmaceuticals and log lots of hours with a therapist to deal with all this guilt for what he's done to the country?
No.
Okay.
Trump stunned many observers, making news with a series of potentially incriminated statements about the classified documents case, among others, that he said on CNN.
Yes. Oh yeah, the classified document shit's nuts because he fucked up the thing, right? Didn't he say that he magically made all these documents classified?
Right.
He said that taking them out of the White House automatically made them classified documents.
He Donald said Trump's that. Last Senate-confirmed attorney general was asked about the possibility
Lawrence.
Of Rudolph Giuliani selling $2 million pardons. And he didn't exactly offer a strong defense.
I want to ask you two more things. One is a 70-page complaint that was filed in state court in New York on Monday. This is someone who worked for Rudy Giuliani, who alleges not only sexual assault and harassment, but that she has evidence that he tried to sell pardons for $2 million apiece, which he and President Trump would split. Do you think that that's possible?
You know, I'm skeptical about that. I don't.
That wasn't a no.
Whoa!
This is not a no, and that was a long pause.
It ain't done.
You know, I'm skeptical about that. I don't think Rudy Giuliani would do that. I hope he wouldn't. But
you notice he's not saying I don't think Trump would do that.
I don't think Rudy Giuliani would do that.
He's saying I don't think Rudy would
right,
do that.
Right, and then he says I hope he wouldn't. Right. But.
I hope he wouldn't, but I don't know.
I don't know. I hope he wouldn't, but I don't know. William Barr.
I don't watch Lawrence enough. He's so smug and sanctimonious.
He's the best. You know, in the
I did see the opening that you said on Rudy Day.
Oh, man.
When the lights had barely come up on Lawrence and his first words were Rudy Giuliani. Rudolph Giuliani.
Oh, awesome. You know, it's weird that Bill, you know, the thing about Bill Barr's statement that's crazy to me is that why would he be surprised about anybody being corrupt? He lied.
He was corrupt, yeah.
Yes.
Well, right.
I don't know who's interviewing him about corruption. It's like he is that.
Let's see.
Bill Barr is one of those weird fucking Opus Dei fuckers too. I keep forgetting that him and Mel Gibson scissor fuck on the weekends for Jesus.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Nine.
We'll be back on Monday, don't forget, 2-4 p.m. Pacific, 5-7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday, mostly. Yes. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're leaning towards Tuesdays and Thursdays off.
Yes.
This is from Hemet Mehta, I guess he's still the friendly atheist. This is from, here you go.
Senator Linehan talking about missing her grandchild's graduation. I hate that for you. I'm so sorry. Seriously, I would.
So these are Republicans are butthurt in Nebraska because the independent, one of the independent senators or the Democrat.
Yes.
Are filibustering their anti-trans bills. And one of these Christo fucks had to miss her grandson's graduation from pre-fucking school.
Preschool. Oh, yeah.
He
cares?
Won't remember.
Who gives a fuck? But wait. She's upset that her bill is being filibustered right. And she has to miss
So this is the Megan Hunt, the independent, who has a trans son. So she's helping filibuster. So she's talking about how she actually feels bad that the Republican Christo fuck had to miss her. I'm sorry about that, but your bill is going to hurt my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Seriously, I would hate to have that happen to me. And I'm happy you're listening because I'm only asking you, we are only here doing this because of LB 574, period. I am not asking you to sit here through late nights to vote on these bills that we're dragging out. I'm asking you to love your family more than you hate mine. I'm asking you to love your family more than you hate mine. If your family wants you home to recover from surgery, maybe you should do that. If you want to go see your grandson graduate from preschool, you should do that. Instead, you are here to drag out this session because you won't come off this bill that hurts my son. You hate him more than you love your own family, and that's why you're here.
Damn.
And so, you know, go to the graduation. Go recover from your surgery. We don't need you here. We need you to vote no or present not voting on 574. Because, you know, there's nothing else in this body that's affecting your family that way.
Shit, there you go.
Senator Megan Hunt, independent state senator in Nebraska.
God, get the fuck out. You're not helping.
And that was Nebraska State Senator Lou Ann Linehan complaining about the filibuster. You made me miss my grandson's preschool graduation.
Yo, fuck yourself. Who fucking cares? You got this anti-trans legislation. Don't try to humanize yourself to me, you motherfucker.
And now, the next thing you know, the Republicans will vote to expel her.
Absolutely.
How dare you hurt the feelings of that Republican woman and say she hates your son more than she loves her family. You're out.
Yeah. They don't like opposition. They don't like it. They're authoritarians. Is that a trend? Is that a trend to try to expel people?
Sure. If they can.
What little bitches. They're terrified of words. Those stupid fucking Republicans. Go fuck yourself. You don't give a shit. And let me tell you something. That person doesn't give a flying fuck about a grandson's graduation. What a bunch of bullshit. You don't fucking care. Fuck you.
There is a beautiful graph, though,
Ooh.
That has come out.
Yeah.
From General Social Survey 2022. On religious attendance between 1972 and last year.
Okay.
And people who identify going to church weekly in 1972 was 41%. I would have thought it was more. I'm actually surprised. In 1972, it wasn't more than
that. That's a lot, though, man.
40%, that is true. That's half, more than almost half the country.
Yeah.
The go weekly, now 22%.
Oh, damn. Oh, Jesus. That's got to fucking hurt. Ouch. Woo. That, boy. God, what
I don't
the
know
fuck?
Why you would go monthly, but 16% used to go monthly.
Yeah, that's
maybe
weird.
Once a month, and now 10%.
Oh,
25% used to go yearly. So that's probably like the Catholics,
yes,
who would show up for Easter.
Absolutely.
Maybe Christmas, midnight mass.
You're trying not to go to hell in their mind.
Done. 25%, that's down 2% to 23%. People who seldom go to church.
That's down as well.
Has gone up 8% to 11%.
Oh, because they probably used to go often, but now they only go seldomly.
And then the best stat, people who never go to church.
Yes.
In 1972 was 9%.
Okay.
33%.
Oh,
today.
Shit.
One out of three
Damn.
Humans never go to
oh
church.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
So there's hope.
Jesus,
there is hope.
What do you have to say for yourselves? Here are the numbers. What do you have to say for yourself? What are you doing wrong? What are you not doing? How do you account for this drop off? This is precipitous. This is horrible. What are you going to say to the stockholders about this? You're not retaining your audience.
Very, very happy.
You're fired.
With those numbers.
Jesus is going to get fired. He has to be fired and replaced with a new God. That's the only way. These numbers are just horrendous. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jesus. You're canceled. We're canceling you. We're going to replace you with somebody else. What God should we replace Jesus with? He's just not, it's just, I'm just not seeing it anymore. Those numbers don't lie. I'm sorry, Christ.
Well, I don't
know
that we need any.
Get the fuck out.
I would vote for none of the above.
We're going to give you, we're going to
give.
But
Backus, I guess?
Maybe Tucker. Maybe we'll give your Tucker Carlson your old job. Yeah, Backus. Backus is drunk. He can't really, you know. Ganesh. We're going to go with Ganesh. I'm sorry. Pack your shit, Jesus. Get the fuck out. Take the cross, the whole thing.
Or Dionysus, however, you know.
Take the Shroud of Turin, shove it up your ass. It was good while it lasted. Sorry. You're fired.
Dionysus or...
We're going to put Dionysus in your job. It'll be fine. Nobody will care.
Was the god of winemaking, orchids and fruit, vegetation, fertility, festivity, insanity.
Sanity!
Ritual madness, religious ecstasy, and theater.
That's what I'm talking about. Right, and theater. Of course, and theater, just to top it off. See, Jesus, this guy's got all this shit going on, and you got the same old shit. I died for your sins, blah, blah, blah.
Known as Bacchus by the Greeks.
You got to mix it up.
So there you go. His origins are uncertain. His cults took many form. Wine was a religious focus of the cult of Dionysus and was his earthly incarnation. Wine could ease suffering, bring joy, and inspire divine madness. Festivals included the performance of sacred dramas enacting his myths, the initial driving force behind the development of theater in Western culture.
There we go. That's some cool shit. I'm down. That's great. It's the development of theater. Bacchus did that.
Thanks to him, we have cats.
Somebody's like, they go to Angela Weber, they go to Stephen Sondheim, we got this script we want you to write. It's about all these cats sit around. I don't know what they do necessarily. They just say things, they're going to sing some songs. And Stephen Sondheim said, no, it's not my thing.
It's not my vibe.
It's not my vibe. Get the guy that did the musical about Jesus to do it. He'll be great.
I don't know. Do you want to hear some of these fucking hate preachers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Mormon religion is literally like, it's the closest false religion to Satan's personality. Actually.
This is the he said the Mormons. The Mormon religion.
Mormons? Why?
This is Christian hate preacher Jared Pozarnski. I don't know if we've talked about this guy before.
Hey, Pozarnski. That's a great name.
He says it's the closest false religion to Satan's personality.
Oh, totally.
The Mormon religion is literally like, it's the closest false religion to Satan's personality, actually. Because it teaches, just to get into a little rabbit trail on this one, it literally teaches that you can become as powerful as Jesus. It literally teaches that Jesus was just somebody who did everything right and that he got his own planet, which is Earth. This is Satan's attitude right here. He says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
Do we have that in the Bible?
Wait.
I thought there's not a lot about Satan in the Bible.
Is he talking about the Book of Mormon or the Bible?
I don't know.
That is Mormonism.
Oh, that must be from the Book of Mormon. Oh, yeah.
You do the right works, and you can be like the Most High.
And have 15-year-old wives.
You know, I'm not trying to be cynical or anything, but I really think the Mormon religion is about that, what you just said, that child bride shit for these pervs.
Yeah, allegedly.
That might be allegedly could be the crux of the religion. With the Catholics, with the altar boys, probably that. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, people make up, I guess what people do, they make up reasons in the sky to molest children. Is that religion? People in the sky
sure.
are telling you to molest children. That's nice.
And the youth ministers step right up.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we have, they call it hookup culture. where women and are, you know, they're just going around and apparently there's like 10% of men are hooking up with like 50% of women or some crazy number like that. We have this hookup culture. And so they're going around and they're just with hundreds of dudes. And it's, you know, and if you wonder, you know, how STDs spread, that's how.
It's the women. Of course it's the women. It's not the men sticking their nasty infected dicks in place everywhere. No. It's the women's fault
for spreading everything. Also, too, didn't we learn last week on a previous episode of Crab Diving, maybe, that it wasn't the rib?
The translation of the word isn't rib.
Right, it's a part.
Side.
A side.
Half.
So you rip half the guy and then
so essentially, the early story was that God took half of Adam and made a woman.
That must have been crazy.
Which meant that would be equal to Adam. But no, they're like, what part can we, how about the appendix? They didn't know enough about medicine to pick the most ineffective.
A rib.
Bad part of your body.
A rib,
but you can live without a bunch of ribs, yeah.
A side of the body,
so they're
though.
Like, yeah, you know, just make it a rib.
Imagine if you're doing a, you know, an audio version of the Bible and that part comes. It's like, how do you portray that? It's like the part where someone rips. How does that work when if God rips a side of me off
he's got magic. I mean, I don't think he.
Oh God!
Took out a chainsaw.
Well, I don't know. It sounds pretty fucking serious to me.
And so they're going around and they're just with hundreds of dudes. And it's, you know, and if you wonder, you know, how STDs spread, that's how. Okay, that's how STDs spread. And so, you know, mothers, you need to teach your young men, hey, stay away from the whorish woman. Stay.
By the way, this was Christian hate preacher Jason Graber, Mother's Day sermon. This is Mother's Day.
That's funny.
Oh, you know, mothers, you need to teach your young men, hey, stay away from the whorish woman. Stay away from her. You know, she looks, everything looks great, everything feels great, but hey, when you're diseased, filled with disease because you laid with these whorish women, you know, your life is not going to be good because you ignored the law of your mother. I don't know how you're going to have a happy marriage, you know, when you have some sort of an STD. You're going to have to tell, you know, the person that you actually want to marry someday, you're going to have to tell her like, hey, by the way, I was a whoremonger and I slept around because I didn't listen to the law of my mother or unfortunately there's a lot of mothers that just don't teach that. And that's kind of what I'm focusing in on is that, you know, mothers need to teach that. You know, hey, my mother never taught me to watch out for the whorish woman. My mother never taught me any of these things. And so now I have an STD. Do you still want to marry me? I wouldn't either. Yeah, sorry. You know, have a nice life. You know, very, very.
Have a nice life.
What did Trump say? Have a good time. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have a nice life. Thank you. The whorish. You got to watch out for the whores. The whores.
Let's see. We've also got.
Yes.
We've got a few minutes left here in the big shoe.
Faithless Friday.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jesus, you're canceled. You lost. You didn't do it right. You failed. I'm sorry. Pack up your knives. Get the fuck out.
Here's some science for you.
Okay.
And there will be temperatures that will reach for a season in the hundreds. And it will be as though it would be 103. And you will say, what is this? And God says, do you not know Psalm 103? Forget not my benefit.
God's like, I made it 103 degrees. So you know which psalm I'm talking about, motherfuckers.
You figured it out. You figured it out. Congratulations.
It's getting warmer because God's leaning towards the higher number psalms.
Right. It's a code.
That he's featuring.
It's a code. I'm warming the planet to talk to you through code. Is this what this guy thinks?
This is Prophet for Prophet Hank Kuhneman.
Hank Kuhneman in the house.
And there will be temperatures that will reach for a season in the hundreds. And it will be as though it would be 103. And you will say, what is this? And God says, do you not know Psalm 103? Forget not my benefits. And it will be 106 and 107. God says, do you not understand that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever? And then they will say, but God, what is this about 105? And God says, do you know that I led the people out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble as I delivered a nation? And then they will say, what is this that has reached 118? And God says, it is the sign. Hosanna.
We're all dead is the sign.
We're fucked.
It's a sign. Hosanna.
Right, right.
God says, it is a sign. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the Lord who comes to save. And I have come to save this nation at this time. God says, they will be shaken and some will even be removed, even as one cold summer. And there will be temperatures that will reach for a season in the hundreds. And it will be as though it was.
I'm sorry, that was Rosanna, not Hosanna.
You think the thing with Cute Kunamon is just like, this guy's got to produce content every week for his right. sermon. It's just like, you're cranking out the sausage. He's just trying to make it another dang bullshit.
So Hank Kunamon says, climate change is just God's way of directing us to Bible verses.
Holly bonding dooby dooby
118.
Yeah, it's 118 degrees outside. Open your Bibles.
I mean,
the signs, the road signs in Arizona are melting. Open your Bibles to verse 127. This is the stupidest.
It's so patently absurd. I mean, I can't believe that this guy. I mean, I can.
Yeah,
that he comes up with it, but that actual living humans buy into this bullshit.
Wait, whatever the temperature is, then you open your Bible.
I guess.
I love it. That's perfect. That's a fun game. I don't know what the point of it is. Oh, no. Here's the point. You're stupid. All these people are stupid.
Oops. I've got another quick story. This is... Yes. Oregon Department of Education is finally investigating a bus driver, a yes. school bus driver, who's been preaching Christian shit to public school kids.
Wait a second, while driving the fucking yes. bus? No. Driving the bus is about driving the bus and looking for traffic. It's not about Jeebus. Let's get real.
The kids attend the Phobion School, part of the Portland Public Schools.
Yes.
Shortly after Tim Bartholomew's family moved to Portland earlier this year, his kids told their dad the bus driver was always talking about Jesus.
Woo!
And encouraging children to sing about him.
Oh, my God.
If they didn't participate,
what?
The driver's assistant would come sit next to them and make you feel bad if you're not singing, quote.
Listen, I'm hearing a lot of things about the school bus that isn't about the safety of the riders or the students. It isn't about, like, keeping the school bus on the fucking road. It sounds like we got a bunch of fucking, I don't know, radicalized maniacs in charge of transporting children.
So dad sent the phone with the kids and said, tape the motherfucker.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
He asked the school to stop it. They did nothing. So that's when he asked his girls to record the motherfucker.
Right.
Despite violating the rules about using the phone on the bus. So the kids can't use their phones on the bus.
Yes.
But some Christo fuck can abuse your children by trying to convert them to his religion.
That is the creepiest shit I've ever heard. So there's a team on the bus.
They're double teaming the kids.
Who's driving this fucking thing?
So to speak.
But who's driving it?
this asshole bus driver.
Oh, I hate this. No. The asshole bus driver should be concerned about driving. This other stuff, who cares?
God, being a bus driver sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
But he just said, how do you feel about him? And the kids were like, yay. And the bus driver says, hallelujah. And then he said, I think the Lord heard that one.
Yes.
Then he says, He says, even this 8-year-old kid understands separation of church and state. Why can't some adults?
Because they're stupid. They're dumb. I mean, listen, man, I don't know. At some point, you wake up one morning and you're like, I'm a school bus driver that also bullies students into singing the songs I want to sing about this imaginary friend I have in the sky.
So even though he had a tape now, the school still did nothing. So he called the ACLU. By the way, this family is an atheist.
Yeah.
Mr. Bartholomew and his children. They told him to get in touch with the Oregon Department of Education. Finally, the Oregon Department of Education, they found some sane people there.
Yes.
Freddie Mac, communications director, wrote that the district is, quote, aware of the complaints made against the driver. The situation is being investigated.
Here's what you do. You take the guy out of his job because he's fucked up. Number one, I don't give a shit. Okay, whatever he's doing with violate the religious shit and all that stuff, that's fucked up. But making this whole thing is weird, and he's not concentrating on driving the bus. That's the first thing.
So fuck all of this. The state school board, the school district, is saying that they'll withhold funding for this school if they don't comply that under Oregon law, a public school is barred from supporting or engaging in religious activity. If the Oregon Department of Education finds the school district has violated the statute, the repercussions are serious. The department must immediately stop making state school fund distributions to the district pending the outcome of a mandatory hearing. So they stop getting paid.
Wait a second. So wait, we're talking about, well, why doesn't the school bus driver just get fired?
Because probably some crystal fucks in the school are refusing to do anything about
it. What I don't understand is why, to me, as soon as anyone in power knows about this story, you fire the school bus driver and you fire whatever that assistant is, and you just get rid of these motherfuckers. Who cares?
So like Hemet Mehta points out, what if this was a Satanist or a Muslim?
Oh.
School bus driver.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Tucker Carlson on Twitter would be going nuts about this with the show.
And would he get second, third, and fourth chances after people keep complaining about him?
No.
He's told to stop and he keeps doing it.
No, they would stop it. But they allow this because they like it. It's now, a week.
You know he's going to sue and some of these Liberty Council fucks are going to pick up story and they're going to sue and say, what about his free speech?
I mean, they're bullying. I don't know. What a nightmare that school bus.
And then the Christo fucks of our SCOTUS will say, hey, it's cool.
Yeah. America. That's America.
Let's get the hell out of here. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 7, 5 to 7 Eastern on Monday. We'll be back live. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading us as a podcast at your favorite app. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time we get a little commission. It's cost you $5.
Yay.
See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed weekends to all. We'll hit you up on Monday.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.